Hey, what's up? This is your girl Curly Top, and this is another episode of Unsweetened Tea. Thank you for joining me. You know, the other day I saw a reel on Instagram. I mean, it was a TikTok, but you know, I'm one of those people that I don't really have TikTok, but I watch the TikToks as reels on Instagram. You feel me? So, anyhow, I saw a TikTok of this girl, and it was like she was recording herself in a New York subway, and she's like, you know, in a cute little like crop top and trendy outfit, and she's making circles, and the caption says, "NYC subways are a vibe." And then basically this guy comes on, I guess a actual New Yorker, and he's like, "What line was that? You know, that wasn't the E line, or you know, whichever line is the crazy one or the hot one." He's like, "What are you talking about? Basically, like, what are you saying? It's a vibe. Like, you're glamorizing something that typical people on a day-to-day have to suffer with, and we don't think it's a vibe, and you know, it's something that we wish that we didn't even have to do, and you're over here glamorizing it." And I just thought it was so funny because I recently, not even recently, recently anymore, it's July. The last big trip that I took was to Chicago in December. December? Yeah, December. I mean, the trip overall was such a vibe. Like, it was totally like a Hallmark movie if you've ever seen one of those. I loved it. I loved every bit of it. It was truly the best thing. Like, there was lights everywhere, big red bows. It snowed one day. It was amazing. So of course, you know, I posted some pics on the gram and whatever. I still like posted really cute Hallmark pics and stuff like that. All this like Chicago, 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 cool. But realistically, guys, the very last day I was in Chicago, I took a subway, and the elevator in the subway, I had to take an elevator because I had huge luggage. I always have huge luggage. The elevator in the subway smelled like 110% piss. Like, it was so bad that I had to hold my breath for the elevator ride until I got out. It's like those are the parts of trips that you don't see. And so it's like when people are over here like with their little TikTok, like, "Oh, NYC is a vibe." It's like, yeah, there's always the parts of it that we are hiding. Once again, I am including myself. This episode is never to call anybody out. Most times it's calling myself out. So please never, ever, ever, ever take anything personal. But we are so interested in glamorizing even when it's not 100% great. You know, it's like the experience is ours no matter what. We experience both sides of it no matter what. Like, why are we so obsessed with going and glamorizing the parts that are good, and we never, ever, ever show the parts that are bad? It's like, realistically, there are always two sides of everything. Everything in life is like that. It's all about the balance. I think it's important to remember that social media is definitely a highlight reel, and because of that, you should not compare your life to anything on social media. Because those are only the highlights of people's life. You never see the crackheads in the New York subway, as the reel was saying. You never smell the Chicago piss that I did, you know? No one ever knew that unless you've listened to this episode, actually. So, shout out to you. Just got exclusive information about my Chicago trip that no one ever knew. So, yeah, never compare yourself to social media because those are just the highlights. And there's struggles behind the scenes that that person has to endure that you don't see. So, yes, they get those highlights, but they also get lowlights. There's a balance in everything. Even though it looks great, you don't know what they had to go through to get there. So go through your own lowlights and you'll get your highs too. Trust me, because everything's a balance. The lower you go, the higher you'll rise. Remember that. I'm gonna go brew some tea. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Unsweetened Tea. I hope you guys are liking these little short episodes, very condensed, in and out. You can do it while you're doing your laundry because I know you have a pile of laundry somewhere in your room that's looking at you like it needs to be done since last week. So go do that laundry. I hope you re-listen to this episode or go listen to the next episode and get that laundry done. See you next time on Unsweetened Tea. Bye.